reason to not be here on Sunday night, I find that a little hard to believe. And you know me, I'm not one to rush to judgment on anything. So I'm concerned a little bit. I'm concerned a little bit for our congregation. I'm concerned a little bit for your spiritual well-being as well as mine. I'm concerned for our spiritual growth as a congregation, as families. I'm concerned with the spiritual growth of our young people. When you eliminate one of the times that you come together, it makes a major difference, and it can add up in a hurry. I've heard it even brought up in our group meeting a couple of weeks ago. Someone mentioned they're concerned it's becoming a habit instead of just, you know, kind of something that's abnormal for some to be missing at some of our services. That could become a problem. We have 52 weeks in a year, and you've heard Brother Khan say it this way before, 52 weeks in a year, and we have typically two lessons on Sunday. Even with our singing night, there's an invitation extended. So that's 52 Sundays, two lessons. I'm not really a mathematician, but that's over 100, isn't it? But if you miss every single Sunday night, is it a major difference to go from over 100 down to 50? That's a major difference. You think about your children with school. If they went from, you know, however many days of school it is, if you knocked 50 of them off, there's a decent chance your kid might not be allowed to go to the next grade if he missed that many days. And then when we throw on top of that our Wednesday night Bible study, an hour that's dedicated to classes and to study, and again to worship, it makes a major difference if we start making a habit of missing any of those, and especially if we're always missing one of those, it's going to add up. It's going to add up in a year. It's going to add up in 2 years. It's going to add up in 10 years. And in a lifetime, think about how much you've missed. And we might be wondering why we lose members of the church at different stages in life. Why we might lose them, why we might lose them as they get through with high school, or we lose them when they're off at college, or we lose them when they get kids in their home, or when work becomes tough and the midlife crisis hits. Why do we lose members? Why? We might have been losing them slowly all along, because numbers like that.